It is a 5-point victory for Kerry here at Ossenstack Park, 5-18 to 2-22. As I mentioned, just in the last few minutes, Donegal were level, in fact, but ill-discipline again costing them overall. A black card for their fullback and a penalty conceded left Kerry take the lead, and they didn't give it up until the rest of the game there. To bring people up to speed with the game, a fantastic game of hurling here, really competitive game. Donegal made a blistering start and in fact got the first 3 points of the game. It took Kerry until the 6 minutes to actually get their first score, and an early goal from Donegal's corner forward Josh Cronley McGee had Kerry 1-4 to 1 point behind after just 6 minutes. But Donegal's ill discipline left Kerry back into the game. Freeze from Ron Walsh, five of them in a row, putting them right back into the game. A red card then for Donegal's midfielder Danny Cullen in the 18th minute in the first half gave Kerry again a bit of impetus and gave them a bit more space around the middle of the field, and they started to build on that. But around 26 minutes, Donegal started to storm back into the game and got 7 points in a row between the 28th minute and the 36th minute to leave them 5 points ahead going into injury time. Kerry got a lifeline just before half time through a goal from midfielder Kevin Goulding to cut the gap to two, and Kerry seemed to get a bit of a talking to at half time. Whatever words John Griffin said at half time seemed to make a bit of a difference. It only took them 18 seconds in the second half to get a goal. Substitute Podge Boyle, who was introduced at half time, getting that goal and cutting the gap to give Kerry the lead for the first time in the game. Another point from Kerry again stretched that lead further, and from there on for the next 10 minutes or so it was just tit for tat swapping points. Donegal would never say die despite being the man down, and in fact they drew the game level in the 47th minute, but another goal from Kerry substitute Podge Boyle took the lead again. Again though, Donegal would not say die, and Jerry Gilmore especially from freeze and from play keeping them well in this game. A captain's performance from him in the absence of course of Liam McKinney, the star forward. 13 points from him overall today, and Kerry just eventually, I think the fresh legs from the substitutes and again just having that bit more space with Donegal's red card and then the black card maybe just helped them out overall in the end. But Donegal with a seriously spirited performance, really putting it up to Kerry, who would be the favourites for this championship, I think it's fair to say. Donegal, great showing for themselves, and they're ended the game within 5 points. The full time score here in Ossenstack Park, Kerry 5-18, Donegal 2-22. Kieran,
thank you very much indeed to Mark. Mark, how impressed were you with Donegal today? We know Kerry operating at a level above this grade for a number of years, certainly the more experienced side, but how impressed were you with the visitors today?
Well, look, I mean, could you say it was really that much of a shock? I mean, people remember Donegal beat Kerry last year in the National League, so you should be expecting to be at a similar enough level. I know Kerry would be disappointed about that result last year, but both teams of course won their first game as well. Kerry dispatched Meath fairly easily, Donegal had a decent win over Wicklow as well, but I think definitely coming into today Kerry would have been pretty strong favourites. So Donegal, at the start that they gave themselves, the opening kind of 5 or 6 minutes, laid down a marker and really said, we're going to take the game to you lads, you know, if your favourites come out and show it. And unfortunately it just seemed to be a little lack of discipline, giving away a lot of freeze. The red card in the first half, it just seemed to catch up with them, and in fairness they had a serious never-say-die attitude. Their fitness was superb. They worked really, really hard, even with a man less on the field. It never looked like that. They looked like they had a 15-on-15 and some serious performances, especially, I'll say it again, that man Jerry Gilmore, in the absence of Liam McKinney, who would be a very, very good forward at this level. Jerry Gilmore stepped up, a captain's performance from him. 13 points overall down here in Tralee. So I think they gave a serious showing from themselves. I mean, there's no reason that Donegal couldn't challenge to get into the final of this competition on that performance, Kieran.